With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
So betonline.ag, Seth, has odds on where Jalen Ramsey will play next. He's still with the Jacksonville Jaguars, reportedly still going to play tonight, which if they're going to trade him is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. But I suppose that would be a tell.
It would be dumb for him to play tonight if they're going to trade him on Friday.
If they're hell-bent on trading, because we've heard reports that it could happen as early as Friday. If there's a deal imminent, then I can't even imagine that they would be playing him. This tells me that whatever talk we've heard about deals being imminent or offers that have been really good that the Jags are seriously considering, those reports are inaccurate. Because I don't think, is any NFL team dumb enough to take a guy who they're on the verge of trading, especially trading for what could be a king's ransom? They could be getting a first or maybe multiple first-round picks for him. Is any team that dumb where they would play that guy that the night before a trade could get consummated?
It would depend on how ironclad is the trade. If the trade is ironclad, then yeah, he's not playing. But if it's a kind of a contingency and somebody's half in, half out, how long do you string the process out? So there's a good chance that he gets traded on Friday, but maybe the deal isn't 100% there yet. And somebody jumps in on Friday. If the deal is in place, then I don't understand why they wouldn't. If the deal is in place, why wouldn't they just do it on Wednesday or Thursday?
Yeah, I don't know.
If he plays tonight, I would say there's no deal in place. I guess that's what we know.
Yeah.
There's no deal in place. That doesn't mean that there won't be one on Friday, but it's just much less likely.
Do you think he gets moved? Do you think he, that's a broad question. Do you think he gets moved this season?
Does he get moved this season? Boy, it's so hard. It's so much harder to predict these things now because everything's gone so crazy and awry. I don't think he does. I think it turns into, hey, the Jaguars maybe the Jaguars come to terms with him and have some kind of a we won't franchise tag you type of arrangement. Just play this season out and let's see what happens, and we won't franchise tag you. This is the thing. When all these people start worrying that, oh, wow, this is what all these players are going to start doing these days, it's what they're going to do if they're really, really good. I think only really, really good players have the ability to do this. I don't like Jalen Ramsey pulling this stuff midseason. I don't like jockeying for a trade when you're on a team that's potentially competitive. That should be potentially good. The Dolphins, that's a whole different deal. Minka Fitzpatrick, he's on a team that's actively trying to lose. Not the players. Remember, it's never the players that are trying to lose. It's the front office is actively plotting against the players on the field.
Well, and in a sport like football, that puts you in harm's way. When you're on a team with bad players as your teammates, there is an increased chance, whatever the percentage is, an increased chance that you're going to get hurt in some way.
Especially as a defensive player.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to be playing 80 snaps a game because the offense can't stay on the field, and I'm going to be out there as a safety at times.
And tackling all the time because our defensive line's getting mauled.
So I say, honestly, any of those players that can do whatever, they can do whatever the hell they want in Miami because it's a strategy. I'm not saying that tanking or resetting is necessarily wrong anymore, but the players can do whatever the hell they want in that case. With Jalen Ramsey, I think teams have got to be looking at it and saying, for one, okay, we're going to bring Jalen Ramsey in. What's to say Jalen Ramsey's going to be happy here after a few weeks? Because Antonio Brown and Jalen Ramsey are different people. Antonio Brown's a whack job. Jalen Ramsey, it's a much more calculated affair. You know, Jalen Ramsey knows exactly what he's doing. I don't know if Antonio Brown, but Antonio Brown forced his way out of Pittsburgh, got himself to Oakland, and then all of a sudden, never played a single snap there.
Yep.
And I wonder if teams are kind of thinking, all right, how much do we want to give up for a guy that's not under contract and potentially could be disgruntled here too? So I think that maybe Jalen Ramsey starts to realize that too and just says, all right, we're going to play this year out. Don't franchise tag me. And I can actually choose where I want to go next year.
Do you think Jalen Ramsey, if they were to move him, winds up getting a contract extension out of this too?
I think he would have to. This is like a clowning situation. It has to. Nobody's going to trade a first-round pick without having anything more than that. I don't think somebody's going to trade a first rounder for Ramsey where the only leverage they have over him is the franchise tag, because I think Ramsey will make it real difficult on
them.
Well,
just to be clear, he's under the fourth year of his rookie contract this year.
Oh, they've got the fifth
year
option.
Fifth-year option's been exercised. So theoretically, he's under contract
already
for 19 and 20, and then they've got the franchise tag in 21. So it's not totally congruous to the Clowney situation, but I get what you're saying.
But he's got to be – I would think that – he's got to be happy with the deal that they potentially have in place.
Yeah.
I think they have to give him a new deal because he's shown that he's willing to do whatever it takes to show his disgruntlement. A lot of other guys will be disgruntled, but they're not going to be public about it.
Yep.
So I think with he's a case. Laremy Tunsil would have wanted out of Miami. I think Laremy Tunsil could see that Houston was a better situation. So you don't worry about that as much. With Jalen Ramsey, who's actively trying to get out of there, I think you got to have a deal with him before you trade for him.
So the favorite to land Jalen Ramsey's services, a pretty prohibitive favorite, I guess, is the Kansas City Chiefs at 2.5 to 1, 5 to 2. They are the favorite to land Jalen Ramsey. The New England Patriots are next at 5 to 1.
Oh, God.
So you have the two best teams in the AFC, at least coming into the season.
Yeah.
The Oakland/Las Vegas Raiders are next at 6 to 1. That's one of the two teams that Jalen Ramsey has publicly said he would love to go play for.
He didn't even say he wanted to go to play for the Raiders. He said he wanted to go play for Las Vegas, which would make me nervous.
It would make me nervous. I don't know how nervous it's going to make John Gruden, although maybe they're gun-shy. Look, of all the teams that might be gun-shy about doing something like this,
right,
it might be the Raiders because they're the ones that got burned by Antonio Brown.
I wonder, what do you think it's like, the dynamic between Gruden and Mayock right now, where I know they're buds and they're getting along and everything, but Gruden was the one that wanted Antonio Brown. Mayock wants character guys. And Mayock, even though the franchise loses, Mayock kind of won that battle. I think maybe the next time that Gruden has some cockamamie idea, Mayock's going to be able to say, look, John, do you want another situation like this?
If their behavior publicly is any indication of how they truly felt about Antonio Brown, then that relationship between Gruden and Mayock has to be damaged to some degree,
yeah,
right? Because Gruden, and we had Hard Knocks that followed Gruden around to give us at least a window. That's why I say if it was real. We don't know how much of this stuff is real and how much of it is an act. Could there have been some behind-the-scenes conversations where Gruden and Mayock sort of agreed, like, hey, we both know we're a better team with this guy on the team, but one of us needs to be the bad cop, or this guy's just going to run roughshod over us.
Yeah.
Turns out Mayock was the bad cop, and he ran roughshod over them anyways. They ended up getting out of his deal.
Right, cracker-ass cracker is what he is.
He did. That's what he called him.
I don't know if he said cracker-ass cracker.
No, he said cracker.
We don't know for sure if it was cracker-ass cracker.
But that would really be fighting words.
That's the
you tack on the ass cracker.
Yeah, that's
it.
A releasing with no guaranteed money.
That's what that is. But if we're to believe their demeanor publicly, I would say then that Gruden and Mayock, that this has to be something where damages the relationship to a degree.
Right.
Gruden looked like a total clown in this thing. Like, Mayock is the one who comes across as a business person in this, as someone who he comes across as an adult. Gruden comes across as a jock sniff, quite honestly.
Yeah. Dude, like he's been watching Antonio Brown highlights.
Yeah.
So we say all that to tell you, I don't think you or I believe that he'll actually end up with the Raiders.
I don't.
That Jalen Ramsey will end up with the Raiders.
Right. The next on the list is the Saints. I think their quarterback injury probably changes how they're approaching things a little bit when it comes to giving up a ton of stuff. The Titans are next at 9 to 1, and that's Jalen Ramsey's hometown. He's from Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. After that, it's a bunch of teams that are at 10 to 1, including the Chargers, Cowboys, Eagles, Packers, Seahawks, and 49ers.
Which of those teams would be comfortable trading a high pick knowing that Jalen might not actually be happy there a year from now? I feel like the Patriots and the Chiefs would both be in that boat. I think those two teams are confident enough that they could actually get him to stick around. Or we know with Belichick traded a first rounder for Brandon Cooks, then turned around and traded him a year later for another first round pick.
Yeah.
So I think Belichick's got the confidence to be able to say, yeah, he's going to come in here, he's going to play great, he's going to look awesome, he's going to win a Super Bowl. Then maybe he goes off somewhere else or we trade him and everything will be great.
I think the other thing we need to remember, Seth, is that not all first-round picks are created equal.
That's
right?
True.
And so the Chiefs and the Patriots, to me, are the two teams on that list of a dozen or so teams that can, with the most confidence, say, we're going to be picking like 30th at worst.
We'll give up, when they give up first-round pick, it's not as big a deal. But
by
the same token, are the Jaguars sitting there thinking, you're going to give me a 30th pick overall for Jalen Ramsey? No. The Raiders' first round pick is a lot more valuable than the Patriots' first round.
Oh,
pick.
No! If those teams are all like if yeah,
as far as getting an actual deal done,
yeah, if you're assuming the Raiders are in these conversations offering a first round pick, you take theirs every day of the week and twice on Sundays,
yeah,
because the Patriots and the Chiefs are going to be really, really good.
So we don't want the Patriots or the Chiefs to get them. We don't want right. the rich getting richer. I'd be okay.
Correct.
I could live with the Raiders. Who are the other? Who are the NFC teams that are high on the list?
The Saints. The Cowboys, the Eagles, Packers, Seahawks, and Niners. The Seahawks would be an interesting one because if you're the Seahawks, you've still, I think, got an extra second-round pick from the Frank Clark trade.
Mm-hmm.
You just gave up a third-round pick for Clowney, but you almost feel like you're playing with house money. We got Jadeveon Clowney for this season for next to nothing. Boy, do we make another run at Jalen Ramsey here, and then if the guy gets a little bit jerky, then we move him in the offseason. If not, we've added Clowney and Jalen Ramsey to our defense this season.
He's the kind of corner that they really like. I mean, everybody should love Jalen Ramsey as a corner, but Pete Carroll really
but
loves
he would have been a Legion of Boom
those
type
rangy
guy.
Guys that can play press yeah. man and be physical, and yeah, he'd really like him a
yep.
lot.
Yep. So, quick to answer a question on the text page, if the Jags play Ramsey tonight in that game, and then trade him on Friday or Saturday, he can't play for his new team
yeah.
on Sunday or Monday if they were to trade for him.
It would be cool if he did.
That would be badass.
But that's a rule. You can only play in one game per week unless it's Thursday night football.
That's right.
So, or one game every – it's like every 14 days or whatever, however they calculate.
Well, if you trade for a player, that player can only play in one game.
Oh, in like
game.
Week three of
right.
the – okay. Oh, it's that specific.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, so that's the rule. All right.
What if somebody played in a noon game on Sunday, got traded, and then played on Sunday Night Football?
Oh,
that'd be the
something.
Stuff of legends.
That would be something. We got a question from a listener yesterday on Twitter that you and I both liked.
Yeah.
That we need to dig into, and it has to do with Jalen Ramsey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.